Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting second. The left fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuentes moves to second. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey scores. Hart moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hart scores. Alou moves to second. It's 4-0, Giants. Bill Hand's now pitching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 0 in the game. Marichal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. Haller moves to third. It's 5-0, Giants. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Haller scores. Marichal moves to third. It's 6-0, Giants. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mays for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Bill Hans. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Fall now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marichal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-2 in the game. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey juggles the ball. That's an error on McCovey. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Klein moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Klein scores. Beckert moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-1, Giants. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gabrielsen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum now playing left field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fuentes. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington pinch hits for Bill Fall. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 3 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Billy Heft now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hart moves to third. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Haller hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Hart scores. Alou moves to second. It's 8-1, Giants. T. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Fuentes reaches second base with a double. Alou scores. Haller moves to third. It's 9-1, Giants. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marichal hits a line drive towards third. Santo catches it and throws to second to double up Fuentes. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ollie Brown now playing right field. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.